Part of my Purim. Yes, Yehudi, Hayava, B'Shushan.
Good to see you.
He's eating. So I want to eat too.
Say what he got.
Heart sing or lemonade?
Let's do something lemonade, and then we'll do something heart sing.
Wow.
And then we'll go back to heart sing. By the way, it's Ishihudi. Ishihudi. That's my name, you know what?
No, I know for dinner Ishihudi. I don't know.
Yeah. Come, let's do something that I think. Let's get the camera out. I'm still giving Alan Issa the tata. No?
It's overplayed. Not overplayed, it's heavy rotation.
La 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 bunch.
Look at this. You never know who might show up. You never know. Yeah, Hardy.
Jimmy, take something to eat. Shabbos. Alright, both sides. Kevra. A good night. A good night of Shabbos. Good Erev Shabbos. Come, we're gonna. I think next week we're gonna make it into a rectangle. There's like two different chevras going on over here. Yeah. We gotta bring everybody together. Both say the whole avodah is the shira is a lead into the shir. It's not like trailers, you know, before the main show. It's mamish like. So it's all part of the avodah, and if we don't partake of the avodah of shira, then the Torah doesn't feel the same as well. So let's come together. Let's begin to learn a little bit together. Mir Hashem. Begin by thanking all of our sponsors for tonight's shir. To thank Adam David and Fran Edelman for dedicating the shir in honor of the birth of their granddaughter Elia Danielle Edelman. Mazel tov. Mazel tov. Chad Kaplan, in commemoration of the 101st yard site.
Wow.
Of his great-great-grandfather, Rav Meir Yaakov ben Rav Yehuda Leib Kaplan HaKohen, Zichrono Livracha. Incredible. Josh Friedman, in honor of his 18th wedding anniversary. Mazel tov. For his amazing and dedicated wife, for tolerating him for 18 long, hard years. Sounds like a sentence, like a prison sentence. Right? And as a schus for the return of the hostages, and the safety of our Chayalim. Rav Dovi Ziffer, in honor of Zevi Daniel's musical contributions to the Shir.
Beautiful.
And I must say, of course, again, a very special thank you. Although he's not here, Rav Steve Golaskov is on his way to New York as the Shir is happening. Right, he's, you know, can't sing about New York, right? He's on his way to New York, but Baruch Hashem, even before he left, he really made sure that everything was taken care of. A tremendous thank you to Reb Steve for really making sure that the gashmius of the shir is cared for. And tremendous thank you again, a very special welcome to Reb Avram, who's joining us here tonight. Such a tremendous, tremendous zechus. Baruch Hashem, incredible. I will say so. In Meretz Hashem tonight, we're beginning a journey that's going to take us through the next couple of weeks leading up to Pesach. And we started learning from this Haggadah last year. It's called Haggadah's Piyajetzna. Now, the Rebbe himself, the Rebbe didn't write a parish on the Haggadah. Instead, this is actually a descendant of, or a relative of the Rebbe, who was malakit, essentially collected from the various different writings of the Rebbe, and kind of put them together in Haggadah form. So some of the pieces are commentary on the Haggadah, other pieces are about Pesach, and just other pieces are general Divrei Hashkafa. So, you know, last year I skipped around a little bit. This year, I really want to go ala Seder. I really want to go, you know, just in the order of the Haggadah. So tonight, Yemei Hashem, time permitting, we're going to do two pieces. So the first is the piece that's titled Gam HaChona LeMitzvah HiMitzvah. It's the page without the pictures. I know everyone's very excited about the pictures. Right. Now that we'll get, I promise, we will get to the pictures. Right? And if we don't get to the pictures, you can take it home, you can color it, you can do whatever you want to do. It's yours with the price of admission. So we'll say this piece is a very profound piece from the Rebbe. And the truth is, it's not simply applicable for Pesach, but is really applicable ultimately, again, just in general for Yiddishkeit. So the title over here, Gam HaChona LeMitzvah HiMitzvah. Even preparation for a mitzvah itself is also part of the mitzvah. So Rebbe says something beautiful, and we're going to see part of the beauty of this piece is the tie-in that it has between Purim and Pesach. So Rebbe writes as follows, Isa, Mea Rebbe Rebbe Lazar Zatzal, Ben Rav HaKadosh HaRab Melech, Rebbe Melech of Lezhinsk. Sabato Shalmore Piyajetzna. The Rebbe of Lezhensk, Rebbe Elimelech of Lezhensk, was the great-grandfather of the Piyajetzna. Says as follows, Allah Gemara, Sha'amar Haman Lachashverosh, Vezdate HaMelech Enam Osim. So remember again, Haman is trying to sell out the Jewish people, and one of the ways that he does it is he tells Lachashverosh that the Jews, they don't observe Date HaMelech, right? Literally, again, just the norms, the practices of the king. So the Gemara Maseches Megillah says, what was he saying? Right? What do you mean they don't follow in the ways of the king? What does that mean? So this is incredible. So Haman said to Achashverosh, "Demavki lekula shasa shemosim es kol hashana b'shabbes hayom u'pesach hayom." What do the Jews do? Tonight is the Piyajetzna. Aramelech of Lezhensk. Wow, incredible, wow. Incredible. So we'll say, so the Rebbe Ramelech, Emirat Hashem, Hashem Shtav and Aliyah, Shvizoch, Emirat Hashem, to Elich Gan Eden, Shvi Emelech Yosef, all of Klal Yisrael. Incredible. So we'll say, so what was Haman saying to Achashverosh? Haman was saying this, these Jews, every day, is either Shabbos or Yontif, right? It's amazing. They need all these days off from work. They can't come in. So like, literally, again, the Mafkilu Kula Shasna, the Jews spend the entire year, B'Shabbos Hayom, sorry, can't come to work, can't participate in Shabbos. Or Pesach Hayom, today's Pesach. So the Jews have all these holidays, all these Shabbos, all these Yom Tovim, and whenever you want them to do something, they turn around and they say, you know what, it's another Yom Tov, another Shabbos. So the Rebbe HaMelech asked, he said, V'Hiksha, Eichze Kula Shasa. What are you talking about? It doesn't even make sense. Shabbos, he rak yom echad. Upesach, hu rak shavua b'shana. What did Haman mean when he said that the Jews are saying, they say every day is Shabbos, every day is Pesach? How could that be? Shabbos is once a week. Pesach is 1 week out of the year. Barbakacha, so the Rebbe says something beautiful. Shehaya kikotz be'enei Haman, osan hachonis, she'osim yisrael kodim kol mitzvah. What was driving Haman crazy is that every mitzvah, right, has so much hachana, has so much preparation. So once you think about this, it's incredible. It's incredible. Like, you know, I'll tell you, like, Shabbos, I tried to be a relatively low-maintenance person. It doesn't work. I'm a high-maintenance person. But for, like, one thing I enjoy Shabbos, popcorn. Shabbos popcorn. It must have been Eretz Yisrael thing that I got used to. Shabbos popcorn. So you would think a simple thing. I want to just give you a heads up in case you're in the market for popcorn. 7 miles, not making any more popcorn. That's it. They're done. They're done until after Pesach. Not after Pesach. You think to yourself, popcorn? Right? What? Number one, it's kidneys. Right? At most. Right? It's kidneys. It's not the real hummus. But again, I would say, so what do you see when you come to Klal, when you come for Achonis Yom Tov, what do you see? That Klal Yisrael is always engaging in Achonis. Everything is always Achonis. Everything is always a preparation. Right? So Pesach, again, might be 1 week out of the year, but at the end of the day, all of these tremendous Achonis. So the Rebbe says as follows. He goes on, he says, good. Shachonis chosen Yisrael, called them called mitzvah. Umamish kol hashana oskim b'achonis Pesach. So the whole year, Klal Yisrael is preparing for Pesach. V'chol ha-shavua b'achon ha-shabbos, the entire week, Klal Yisrael is preparing for Shabbos. Ad kan l'shon ha-kodesh. These are the words of the Rebbe. So what's interesting is, Haman wasn't saying that Klal Yisrael is every single day is Pesach, or every single day is Shabbos, but Klal Yisrael is always engaging in hachonis. Klal Yisrael never just does something one-off. There's always a tremendous preparation process before they do anything. Ki kol mitzvah gavahi. The Rebbe says, now this is the Piagetzna talking now. He says, every mitzvah is gavah. Every single mitzvah is the highest of the high. V'efshar lo liyisrael sheyavo ela b'pam achas. It is impossible, I will say, this is such a tremendous and important yisod. It is impossible just to roll into a mitzvah. You could roll into a mitzvah, but it's impossible to roll into a mitzvah and maximize it. If you want to maximize the spiritual event of a mitzvah, you need hachana. Rakivan shose la hachanas, kol ha'achana hi aliyah, this karvus ala mitzvah ad shebo eleh. Every moment of hachana, every moment of preparation, every step of preparation, ultimately again brings you closer to the mitzvah until finally when the preparations are over and the mitzvah begins, then you're finally at the mitzvah. So say, I just want to point out that this is one of the most incredible yisodos that often is overlooked. We often create a tremendous focus in shmiras ha-mitzvos, asiyas ha-mitzvos, which of course is incredible. We sometimes forget about the avoda of hachana l'mitzvah and how hachana really makes the mitzvah. I will say, by the way, it's not just true in mitzvahs, it's true in general, right? Person, I'm sure you could apply this in the business world as well. A person has a deal they're trying to lock down. So the pashtas, I've never been in the business world, so I may for a little bit, but I'm saying never successfully in the business world. Right? So I can't imagine a person jumps, the meeting starts at 9 o'clock. I don't think anyone gets out of bed, right, at 10 to 9 and says, you know what, it's okay, I could be a few minutes late. It's not a big deal. As long as I'm there before, Baruchu of the deal, right? As long as I get there, in some semblance of it, I'm fine. It'll be fine. Why? Because there's a recognition. I got to be there. I have to make sure the table is set. The coffee has to be there. The presentations have to be there. Everything has to be hachana. You want to be successful in life, you need hachana. So the Rebbe says something incredible over here. He says, what we forget is every act of hachana brings you one step closer to the mitzvah. And so when the hachanas are finished,
then mamish you're at the mitzvah. He goes on, I will say, by the way, I'll just point out how beautiful this is also. One of my favorite pieces, Rabbi Soloveitchik writes in one of his tshuva drashas, Gibor, one of his tshuva drashas, I've said this many times, the Rav said that one of the things that he misses most about his youth, he said, in America, there are plenty of Shomrei Shabbos. He says, in America, what he has not yet found was Shomrei Erev Shabbos. To be a Shomrei Erev Shabbos. Now, by the way, it's because the Rav never davened here. How do you davened here, right? And I say, you would have seen, we Baruch Hashem Tom, now, to be a Shomrei Erev Shabbos. What it means, I would say, it's such a tremendous yisod. We all know this, right? Coming into Shabbos in the 18 minutes is a disaster. Coming into Shabbos 18 minutes before the 18 minutes is a disaster. That's not Shabbos. That's not Shabbos. That's, if anything, is trying to extend Chol to the last minute possible. What does the Gemara say? Misha tarach be'erev Shabbos, yochal b'Shabbos. That doesn't just simply mean if you cook on Erev Shabbos, you're going to eat on Shabbos. What it means is, you want an impactful Shabbos experience. An impactful Shabbos experience doesn't begin with Hadlokas Neros. Doesn't begin with Ashrei Yoshei Yosechav Mincha. A meaningful Shabbos experience begins coming into Shabbos with a sense of serenity. A sense of togetherness, that my home is organized, my life is organized, I'm organized, that a Yid should have time to go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos, to prepare for Erev Shabbos, even if you're not necessarily a mikvah person, but mikvah Erev Shabbos, again, puts one in the right kind of mindset, to be able to bring in the Kiddush of Shabbos in the right way. And I will say again, can you keep Shabbos without Hachana? So what I say is like this, I think you won't violate Shabbos without Hachana. Without Hachana, you will be a Shomer Shabbos in the sense that you'll keep all of the mitzvahs, asay, and you'll avoid all of the los asays. Are you a Shomer Shabbos? You know, I will say, when is one of the first times we find the word Shomer? It's interesting. One of the first times we find the word Shomer? Right? Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu hears the dreams of Yosef, right? Va'aviv Shomer Es Hadavar. So Zakt Rashi, what does it mean, Va'aviv Shomer Es Hadavar? What's the taitch of Rashi? Rashi says, Yosef Umitzape Masai Lovo. Yaakov knew the dreams were true. He just waited to see when they were going to come to fruition. Shamar means to anticipatorily wait for something. Shmiras Shabbos doesn't simply just mean the avoidance of 39 malachas. It means to create an Erev Shabbos experience where I'm eagerly anticipating the arrival of Shabbos. Now, of course, Are there those Friday afternoons that are hectic, that are crazy? Of course, we all have them, and sometimes they are simply unavoidable. But if it's happening systemically every single week, there's something wrong. There's something wrong. There's something in the lifestyle that needs to be addressed, something in the lifestyle that needs to be fixed. Because no one is that busy that they should be running into Shabbos by the skin of teeth, right? The accountants are here, right? This is your season, Kevra, right? Again, I would imagine that Reb Chaim, Reb Nechemiah, Baruch Hashem, with all the taxes, right? At the end of the day, if you plan, and if you organize, and if you think ahead, then Emir Hashem, you could be Shomer Shabbos. The Hachana, this is what drove Haman, it's so fascinating, what drove Haman crazy? Not the Shmiras HaMitzvahs, the Hachanas. Jews spend so much time on hachanis. Mashal, and the Rebbe here gives a beautiful mashal. He says, "Mashal l'misha ola lahar gavoa." We'll say this to me is a life-altering piece. Everything by the Rebbe is a life-altering piece. He says, "Ha'im rak b'shash nimsa kvar al rosh ahar shne'amar sha'ala." We'll say this is great. Imagine for a moment you're scaling a mountain. So, do we say that the only time that you climbed the mountain is when you get to the top? That's not true. Rather, again, gam kol psiu psia sheposea aliyahi. Remember again, when you're climbing the mountain, even before you get to the top, every step I take on the mountain, I'm climbing the mountain, right? It's not just the pshat that at the end of the day, the only time you climbed the mountain is when you reach the peak. No, every step forward I take is called climbing the mountain. He says, listen to this. Va'af kisha omeid od be'em tzahar, because even once you only get halfway up the mountain, one thing is clear, which is what? Which is what? You're higher. You're higher. Higher and higher. Right? Higher and higher than anyone standing on the ground. Which means that even though I have not yet reached the top, I'm still called climbing the mountain. And if technically speaking, the mountain was just simply as tall as where I currently am situated on the mountain, then I would have ascended to the peak of the mountain. Nimsa shukvar Allah lahar. Therefore, it turns out something amazing that essentially, even before I reached the peak of the mountain, I've already climbed up. Do you hear this? This is such a tifa zach over here. It's such an interesting idea. If you were to ask a person, you climb a mountain, when are you considered to have climbed the mountain? I think most of us would say, when you reach the peak. When you reach the peak. This is why. Why? Every step you take up the mountain is called, you climbed the mountain. Which, by the way, just before we go on, is such an incredible yisod in general, because what else does this say? Let's say you start climbing the mountain, and then mid-mountain, you turn back. Did you climb the mountain or not? Did you climb the mountain or not? The Rebbe would say, yes. Yes. So you both say, and this is not the Rebbe's point, but this is a tremendous yisod as well. In life, we often think that if I don't get to the top of the intended mountain, I failed. The Rebbe says, that's not true. If you climb, you're successful. Because no matter what you did when you climbed, you got higher than you were before. And that by itself is tremendous success. Now, that's not the Vart of the Rebbe. That's not what the Rebbe is saying. I think it's just intuitive into the words of the Rebbe. What the Rebbe is saying over here is, every step I take to get to the top of the mountain is in and of itself called climbing the mountain. Nimtza shukvar Allah. Rak sha'ata yesh lo od la'alos lahar ha'sheni. Shnimtza me'ala ha'sha'ala kvar. So therefore, when I climb the mountain and I stop, let's say I stop mid-mountain, so I've climbed the mountain already. It's just that now there's more mountain to climb. I've climbed the mountain already, but there's more mountain to climb. What's it ever trying to convey? Both say this is so profound. Kein kol ha'chana she'ose Yisrael l'mitzvah. So ha'chana for a mitzvah is like climbing the mountain. The mitzvah is the peak. The mitzvah is the peak. But at the end of the day, left-hand column, asios va'aliosein, rak sha'mitzvah od yoser gavoah. So both say this is incredible. Hachana is climbing of the mountain, which means, see, so you hear this distinction? We often think that hachana is not an end. It's just a means to get to the top of the mountain of the mitzvah. The Rebbe says, that's not true. Hachana is in and of itself part of the ends. Because every step of hachana is climbing a mountain. Even though I think, okay, I'm going to get to the top, I want to get to the mitzvah. But every step I take is still absolutely unequivocally meaningful. And therefore the hachanas, say the Rebbe, are not just simply a way to get to the peak, but the hachanas themselves are a chilek and part of the mitzvah. He says, Asiyos Galios, Rak Sheh Mitzvah Od Yoser Gavoah, V'shuv Osa Hachanas Ad Sheh Ba Mitzvah. And again, every step I take is another step of scaling the mountain. And again, but I just have more to do until I get to the top of the mountain. Lachain, this is incredible. Hachonas la mitzvah, inon hachonas la asiyah bilvad. The hachona for a mitzvah is not simply a preparatory act in order to get to the goal of the top of the mountain of the mitzvah. Shetiyenehin machshiros bilvad rekonios ba'atzman. See, we sometimes think that hachona is what we call like a hechsha mitzvah. How's hechsha mitzvah? Like putting up a sukkah. Like sharpening your knife for shkita. Right? It's a hechsha mitzvah. It's not the ikar avoda. I need to do the mitzvah. The mitzvah requires hachana. So the hachana is a necessary step to the actualization of the mitzvah. But the hachana is not the mitzvah. The hachana is just a preparatory. The Rebbe says, that's not true. Rak mamish asiyah. Hachana is mamish part of the mitzvah. She'ish yisro asa dvar Hashem v'hum izdachich. So I'll say, this is incredible. Hachana, has a profound effect on who we are. So the same way that the mitzvah changes us as people, hachana changes us as people as well. And I think that's why the mashal of the mountain is so profound. You're called climbing the mountain even before you get to the top. I'm called an osa mitzvah even before I perform the mitzvah, as long as I'm engaged in the hachana. The hachana itself transforms me. The hachana itself changes. You know, I would take it even a step further. In the Rebbe's word, in the Rebbe's model, what happens if a person does hachana for a mitzvah and never ends up doing the mitzvah? What's the effect? Right? Something. You know, I think before we see this, from the Rebbe, like, I'll give you like a perfect mashal. Imagine for a moment, a person goes ahead and bakes matzahs, but never ends up eating matzah on Pesach. A person puts up their sukkah and never ends up eating in the sukkah, for whatever the reason. So I think before you see the words, you say, okay, you get an A for effort, you know, shkoyach, right? A for effort. Did you do anything? No, you didn't do anything. What's the impact of making matzahs for Pesach and not eating them? What's the impact of putting up a sukkah and not sitting in it? But the Rebbe says, that's not true. It's not true. Hachana is part of climbing the mountain. The hachana itself is not just a preparatory part of the mitzvah. Rather, the hachana itself is actually part of the mitzvah. The Rebbe goes on. This is beautiful. V'zeh shamati mechvod kiddushas chosni. Harav atzadik hakadosh harvi rachmi ha-moshe hofstein. Mikoshnitz, the Rebbe of Koshnitz. So we've got a lot of Rebbe's going on over here tonight, right? You've got the Piazetzna quoting his great-grandfather, Rav Elimelech of Lezhensk, now quoting the Rebbe of Koshnitz, who said, in the name of the Kedushas Levi, Levi Yitzchak, Ben Sara, Sasha, Zechuso Yagin Alinu. So Kedushas Levi, you know, whenever... You know, there are many Rebbes that whenever they would say Kedushas Levi, they would stand up. That's how healing the Kedushas Levi is. So the Rebbe says something. This is such a beautiful, beautiful. The famous name of Levi Yitzchak. He said like this: Shekisha Avar called them Pesach Nei Nashim Sheniku Asakim Lichvod Pesach. That when the Rebbe Levi Yitzchak would walk by houses, and the women were cleaning for Pesach. Now, just to be clear. Not that women have to do all the cleaning for Pesach, right? I want to go on record, right? Men should clean for Pesach also. Men should get ready for Pesach, especially once you understand the power of Hachanas, right? You want to get in on this, right? You want to be part of this. Okay, things were different back in Berdichev in the 1800s, right? So the women were cleaning the house. The Rebbe would walk by. What would happen? Amar, Yiratzon Shamalochim Hayotzim Min Kashrak. So the Rebbe would say, the Malochim, the angels who come from Kashrak. Now what's Kashrak? The Makar, Tikiya Shvarim Trua Tikiya. Right? So again, we say this. This is part of the Yom Norah in the liturgy. Right? That the Malachim who come from the sounds of the Tikiyas should ultimately again be a Melech Yosha for Klal Yisrael. But the Rebbe, look at this play on words. Ach Rabbi Yitzchak Nosin Lazeh Parshanos Hamat'im Ala Pesach. What's Kashrak, Kretzin, Shavin, Rabin, and Kashrin? Which literally means, again, scraping, sweeping, mopping, and kashering. So the Rebbe says, literally, the krechtsing that comes from all of these activities, yalu v'yamnitzu tov ba'adenu. The Rebbe says, do you know the holiness of a krechts that comes from sweeping, that comes from mopping, that comes from kashering, that kashrak? That comes right, and again, we all hear it in our homes. We all hear it. Okay, if you're one of the rich and famous, and you're going away for Pesach, fine. All right, but the rest of us, regular people, right? So Baruch Hashem, you know, you hear this in your house. You hear this in your house all the time, right? That again, it's a lot. Preparing for Pesach is a lot. Is a tremendous amount, and there is krechtsing, and there is this, and there is that. So the Rebbe says those sounds, right? Those sighs. Ultimately, again, should go up before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Ya'alu V'yamnitzu Tov Ba'adinu. They're both saying, now, what's the pshat with this? Ad Kan L'shono HaKadosh. What's the pshat? So I can tell you what the pshat is. Because both say, what does that krechtsin represent? What do all those sighs, those groans, those yells, what do they represent? What do they represent? Hachana. Hachana. Those are the sounds of Hachana. And the sounds of Hachana, said Rabbi Yitzchak HaBerdichev, Zechuso Yogin Alinu, should go up to Shamayim and be a Melitz Yosher for us. That's the power of Hachana. Gam Kain min Hachanas L'mitzvah. Therefore, the Rebbe says, Hayotz L'lanu Midvarinu, Shisha Yisrael, Shameichin Devar L'mitzvah. Therefore, the Rebbe says, in summary, it turns out that ultimately, again, a Yid who prepares himself for a mitzvah, Tzarech L'adas, Shelo Asa Asiyah L'vad Mehin. Hachana is not just simply a means to get you to the actualization of the mitzvah. The ikar is the mitzvah. Tachono is just the gateway. Rak gam es atzmo, for lo hachshar levanti ela gam ki mitzvah. Tachono is not simply a hechsher mitzvah. It's not simply a preparatory act. Tachono is mamish part of the maisa mitzvah. Shechelek mimeno miskale. Ukishiyasa es mitzvah. Kol osa chilek iskala. Lochein, gam hamitzos she'inon tzrichos hachana kepesach v'shabbos tzrichim gam kin lahakinis atzmo lohen v'hachana tzrichol yos b'chol machshava dibor amayis shal adon. Now the reality is, the Piazetzna writes, not every mitzvah requires hachana. Right, not every mitzvah requires hachana. Right, Pesach requires hachana. Shabbos requires hachana. But the Rebbe says, even those mitzvos that may not require physical hachana, at the end of the day, a Yid still has to prepare himself in his heart and in his soul. A person has to prepare himself spiritually for this incredible and overwhelming endeavor. I will say a tremendous, tremendous piece. That first of all, and again, I want to point out, this is the first piece in the Piyajesna's Haggadah. And now, probably, it makes a lot of sense. Right? Because this frames the entirety of the Yomtiv in a different way. That the Hachonas are not there simply because, well, I don't want to have Chametz in my house, or I need to have food for the Seder. The Hachonas are there because Hachona is part of it. I will say, once you understand this, by the way, so many things fall in place. Like the Gemara Maseches Brachos says, Chasidim HaRishonim HaYushoin Sha'achos Kol Dema Tefila. The original Chasidim were literally, again, now Shoin literally means like wait. But what it Pashas means is prepare. They would prepare for davening an hour before. And we'll say, what does that mean? What does it mean? We know what it means. We know what it means. Eina doma. Eina doma. A davening where you are coming 5 minutes late to a davening where you're, I'm not even going to say on time. Because just, well, so you know how it is. Like, if you're on time, you're already like late, right? If you're on time, at the end of the day, I've already missed so much. Say in a doma, a tefillah, where ultimately, again, I'm 5 minutes early, so that I can settle myself. I could be there. My head could be in it. There's a hachana. There's a preparation that's associated with it. That's a tefillah. That's a meaningful spiritual experience. That's an avodah. And the hachana is not just simply there in order to go ahead. In order to go ahead and be on time for davening. But the hachana itself is part of the mitzvah. And I think it's one of the pieces that sometimes may be like a little bit lost in our Yiddishkeit. I think sometimes we become so focused on the execution of the details of the mitzvahs that we forget about the hachana pieces of the mitzvah. That there's yisod, there's a piece to being making for the mitzvah. So the Rebbe says, always understand the hachana is like climbing the mountain. In the same way that halacha lemaisa, every step you take out on the part of the mountain is part of the aliyah, is part of the climbing. So too, ultimately, again, at the end of the day, every step I take in hachana is not simply preparation, but at the end of the day is part of the mitzvah as well. A beautiful, beautiful piece. We have a few more minutes, so I want to show you. Okay, so we're getting two pieces of Osai. This is the Rebbe's piece on Kiddush. This I thought was just a beautifully stirring piece, just that gives you a little bit of a window into who the Rebbe was, into what the Rebbe was, and just a little bit into what his life was like. So look what he writes over here. Kain haya be'irena piyajas antalim. I will say, this is the Rebbe. I don't think we've ever seen a piece like this. But this is, so again, this is on Kaddish. So again, that's our preparation. There's one more intro piece about Pesach itself, but I want to do it a little bit closer to Yom Tov Emirat Hashem. I think we have three more shiurim before Pesach? Two more. Okay, at least two more. Good. The last one we'll do before Pesach, we'll do Emirat Hashem, that piece on Pesach itself. But this is on Kaddish. So again, right? So going through the Seder, we'll get through Orchatz. Okay, whatever. We'll get through as much as we can. So we're going to write over here. Just to show you the power of Kiddush, he says, Kein haya bi'ireinu piyajetz natamid. The Rebbe describes what life was like in Piyajetzna on Erev Shabbos. He says, one could look at Jews and at Jewish homes on Erev Shabbos as the sun was setting. So I'll say, remember, what the Rebbe is describing over here is mamish like being Shomer Erev Shabbos. The sun is setting, and literally, again, you can see the Anan Hashem, the Kalav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, devolving upon them. Kol Echad Ratz L'Mikva L'Tares Nafshon L'Kol Choli V'Kesem. Everyone's running to the mikvah to purify themselves. Ki Kach Amra HaTorah Shemikva Mitaharas. V'Shav L'Beiso V'Ed Likuas HaNeros HaShabbos. Run back home. Light Shabbos candles. Lo Neros P'shutim Heim. They weren't simple candles. HaMedrash Omer B'Davar HaMenorah Yisoh Me'irim L'Mish Amar V'Ayah Olam B'Koach Yisrael L'Hair Or Elyon Ner Tamish L'Kedushas Yisrael Shebechol HaShavua Keyah Hiliku Ve'iru Az. You know, sometimes what ends up happening over the course of the week is that sometimes the Neros of the world are diminished. And when a Yid lights Shabbos candles, so everything is once again ignited. Everything becomes re-illuminated. Everything becomes rekindled. That's the power, ultimately, again, of the Shabbos candles. And when Shabbos comes, just instantaneously, I feel that I become someone different. Ish, it says, Lo ish hashofel shakol hashavua shalachonos vasos. I'm not the guy that I was the whole week, who worked in the store, who drove the wagon. That wasn't me. I became someone different. Ish merumamu. I'm someone dramatically different, someone elevated, uplifted. Mamish kilu yachlu lachanos shiyesh beiz mine Yehudim. Yehudi shalchol, the Yehudi shal Shabbos. The Rebbe says it's almost as if you could say that there are two different kinds of Jews. There's a Shabbos Jew, and there's a weekday Jew. And the Rebbe says, I saw it myself. I saw Jews transform from weekday Jews into Shabbos Jews. Left-hand paragraph. Ukeshiyatzasi lefnei shanim v'leilos ha-Shabbos pi'er. Listen to this, I'll say. So the Pi'er Jesse now describes, after the Shabbos meal, he would walk around the town. He would walk around the town. And what happened? V'shamati kolos shonim mechaloni Yisrael. And I'd hear different beautiful sounds emanating from the windows of people. Mizan nishma kiddush. This one's making kiddush. Umizan neginah shel zmiras. This one is singing zmiras. Mizeh ha'avaras ha'sedra shnayim mikra v'achatagum. Someone else finished their meal, and they're already reviewing the parsha. They didn't daven here, right? So again, right? So at the Rebbe's finished with his meal, right? Everybody. So what happens? So again, people. Somebody's making kiddush. Somebody's singing zmiras. Somebody finished a long time ago. Umizeh shavchan ishes pino b'chumash b'gimar shalom b'cheder. And again, others going ahead and literally praising each other, right? The father praising the son with his learning Gemara, learning Chumash. V'nidme shekol elo kolos v'aneginos hakidoshim k'nishmam yachab b'shamayim negina v'shir echa nishma mehem. And when all of this, and Rabbi Sa, if you think about it, there's like a whole cacophony over here, right? It's not the same sound. This one's making Kiddush. This one's singing Zmiras. This one's learning the Parasha. This one's learning with his child. This one's having a conversation with his wife. Everybody's doing something different. And there's this whole cacophony of sounds that are coming out. He says, this is incredible. He says, however, k'nishmam yachab ha-shamayim, negina b'shir echa nishma mehem. But that entire cacophony, the cacophony, turns into a beautiful holy chorus when those notes and those sounds ascend before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kach derech hamakeila. This is the way of an orchestra. What happens in an orchestra? Hamenagnim kol echa menagin tenua acheres. In an orchestra, right, every person plays a different instrument. Umikulon shira achas nishmas. Isn't it incredible, right? Everyone plays a different instrument, but yet, interestingly enough, at the end of the day, they produce a beautiful harmonious sound. Mikol batei Yisrael nishma at shira achas la'Hashem. Main shiras halaviyim bebeis hamikdash. The Rebbe says, as I walked through the streets of Piazetzna, and I heard the entire cacophony of sound, I closed my eyes, heard that cacophony turning into a chorus, and realized that something as beautiful as the song of the Leviim was ascending before the Ribono Shel Olam in Shemayim. The Rebbe said, that's Kiddush. That's Kiddush. That's Shabbos. And Rebbe said, by the way, I think these pieces come very beautifully together. Because the Rebbe is describing over here a Shabbos Yid. There's a Chol Yid and a Shabbos Yid. What's interesting, a Chol Yid and a Shabbos Yid? I think the answer is Hachana. You could be a Chol Yid who keeps Shabbos, or you could be a Shabbos Yid who keeps Shabbos. A Chol Yid who keeps Shabbos is someone who goes into Shabbos with no Hachana. A Shabbos Yid who keeps Shabbos is Yid who has Hachana, who does the necessary steps, who climbs the mountain. And then when it is time for Hadlakas Neros, he knows that he's ascended to the top. And also the beautiful cacophony of Klal Yisrael, forming that beautiful Shiro of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should be Zochei Meretz Hashem to make it a Shabbos, an Erev Shabbos of Hachono. We should be Zochei Meretz Hashem to become Shomrei Erev Shabbos. We should be Zochei Meretz Hashem to become Shabbos Yidin, who keep Shabbos. And we should be Zochei that our homes should contribute towards the beautiful chorus of Klal Yisrael this coming Shabbos. Might have been the base message.